And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, then they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Being warned of God in a dream, they should not return to Herod. They departed into their own country another way. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. When they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Just for a few moments, saints, we ask you to pray with us as we try to use an overriding thought. One night with the King. One night with the King. We again want to reiterate the ministry and the opportunity that we have as a church body, represented by our Love Fellowship, Poise, and the Men's Fellowship, to host that time of those who don't have the means and the wherewithal that we share. That while we are able to get some measure of heat and utility basis with water, and they don't have access. And a lot of times, even with that, people who are recipients of kindness and benevolence, I don't know, sometimes we don't realize how grateful they are. Not that we should feel sorry for them, but we should help them. And then in turn also, that a lot of folks who don't have the ability, in their hearts, they would love to be able to express some means of that gratitude. They just don't have the visible ability to do it. Are you with me here? Then again, we live in a society. We live in a culture, a country, to some degree a world, where there are resources all over the place, and yet you find the inability of those in power to allocate to those who are in need and necessitate things that are a lot of times rightfully theirs. Are y'all with me here? And there's always a moment, and I guess a lot of times these stories don't, when you find people reaching out every so often, I didn't see it this year, but CNN has a little, had a series talked about the heroes. Amen. And it's about people who didn't start off with a whole lot of this or that. They just cared about somebody or had a concern about something. And they put themselves diligently to whatever resources they had. And as a result of that, they were able to impact the lives of a whole lot of people. So this series that they had poured into society and poured out to us to show us that you don't have to have a lot to do a lot. Yeah, amen. You don't have to have a lot to do a lot. And then, God, he has a way in which there's something about God that you can't wrap your head around it sometimes, particularly when it comes to what we're going to just go over in the account again of Christ's son. Every time I go back here, I see something else that humbles me and us concerning involving his son. The way in which God allows his son to be presented apart from the innate glory that he shares, that he would send his son into a world, down into a world that is anything but clean. Amen. The way in which the world system seeks to dust itself up and present itself as some measure of someone who should be lifted up, almost worshiped because of what they have. You look underneath, the cover is pulled off, you would really begin to understand what you're getting, because what you see ain't what you get. But then here in Matthew, we see here again this account of the birth of our Savior. And in Matthew chapter 2, as he coincides with Luke, which we looked over last Sunday, you see complementary accounts of the birth of Christ. One side, Luke gives us the historical part from a certain lineage point of view, going all the way back to Adam. And then yet Matthew, he focuses on these two generations of calling Jesus Christ the son of Abraham and the son of David. And so in Matthew chapter 2, we see Christ being born. And you notice again, they were responsible for renaming him who he is because of what his ministry and his mission was. He came to save his people from their sins. God did not allow Joseph the prerogative to come up with the name. There was that. That's not his job. That wasn't in his purview. That God said, "I will not leave it to you to give the name to the missionary who came into the world." He was not. As a matter of fact, you're not even his father. Amen. And that's all right. He was a righteous man, but he just played second fiddle. Mary was the one who the Holy Ghost visited, and Christ was born of a virgin. But Matthew picks up this account again, saints, and says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, or are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet," that's Micah, "and thou, Jerusalem, in the land of Judah, art not thou the least among the princes of Judah? But out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Now, it always, again, causes me to sit back when you read the scriptures, because you ask why God includes certain things. God does not have us, this is not a novel. That means it's not a novel. It's just not something that was put together that you read as you read any other book. But this is the inspired word of God. And what it does, saints, it gives us these accounts so that we can follow the Lord, even though we're 2,000 years removed from what happened. Remember, again, we talked about prophecy and how the prophetic word that was spoken and written in the Old Testament, in old time, as the writer uses the expression, it precedes and precludes and gives us a preordination of what was going to come to pass when the Lord Jesus was born into the world. But God includes other characters or persons in this account. When I say he includes them, it doesn't just mean that they happened to come about or upon something. It means that God brought them into the story. Are y'all with me here? Stay with me for a moment. Because he didn't have to mention this. There's something that you have both these, and you have prophecy, which is a divine act. Then you have phenomena, which is man's act. Y'all ain't hear me here. You had prophecy, which is a divine act. That means that's what God does. But then the Lord, in his working, utilizes these people who we call wise men or magi. Yeah. And these are astrologers. They also dealt in astronomy and also science. These were, humanly speaking, not only were they intellectually smart, but also they were religious people. So, matter of fact, these wise men were of a priestly account. They were of a priestly caste. That means they served in their economy, in the kingdom with which they come from. They were priests from Babylon and Persia. Yeah. When I say priests, don't you know, integrated with what we talk about when we talk about Israel and that priesthood. Nonetheless, no, other nations had religious people who worked on their behalf. And so these men were also priests. Not only that, but again, remember they delved in astronomy and astrology. And we also want to make a differentiation even contemporarily again, because astronomy, again, is the science of the study of the stars. Ain't that right? You're still doing it when you go to Franklin Institute. Amen. You go up there and look up there and they show you. I ain't talking about those, you know, those signs up there. I ain't talking about that Sagittarius and I ain't talking about that. I'm just talking about the science of. But then astrology, however, that's the superstition of it. Because astrology is when you use astronomy, then you reach over and think as if that what sign you are has any measure of dictation over what kind of life you live or future that you have. That's superstition. Y'all heard me talking before, and that's it. Some of us did that, and some people might still be doing that. And if you're saved, shame on you for having that. I know what month I was born, but that don't make me whatever it is they try to call me. That was before I met the Lord. Oh. Say loud. But nonetheless, I wish you'd just walk with me for a minute, saints. Nonetheless, what sometimes happens, what God does, he zeroes in on certain individuals. There is a wider frame of the story. But what God has a way of doing, he has a way of spotlighting people for his purpose. Even sometimes if they don't deal with people who necessarily walk with him. And the scripture says that when Christ was born, something was happening simultaneously in the east. That was from Bethlehem. Here goes Jerusalem over here. The east is over there. And while Christ was being born, and when he was born, there was a message sent as these men were watching and doing their daily astronomy work. They saw a star in the east. You know what I mean? That means the star was in the east, but they were in the east, and they saw the star from there, and it caught their attention. Are y'all following me here? Now, what caught my attention as you read a little further was this. Not only did they see the star, but when they came to Jerusalem, and they said, where is he born king of the Jews? See, that should strike you, because it doesn't tell me that they read the Bible. But what I say to me is that when they came, they asked accurately, where is he that's born king of the Jews? See, wait a minute. Now, the stars won't tell you that. But some kind of way, God communicated to them that there was something happening that was beyond their purview. And God made it so that he would use the phenomenon that they were using. That doesn't mean, again, that you use that. We don't believe in doing that, because we got the word of God. We got the Holy Ghost. We got the scriptures. But God has a way. When he wants to use individuals to bring about his purpose, he did something with these magi. Watch it now, these intelligent men, these religious leaders, these folks who serve their king, and they left home to kind of find out, where is this one that's born king of the Jews? So he came to Jerusalem, and are you with me here? See, and they were out of towners. You know what I'm talking about. Sometimes when y'all travel and y'all go to some of these different places, you know, you go across in Europe and Asia and different some of these the areas. Sometimes we go into these places out there and we don't know how things are. Amen. You know, sometimes we walk into the culture, not realizing people's ideologies and some of their cultural bents and their political leanings. And what happens is when you're not cognizant of what's going on, you can get yourself in trouble. You could ask the wrong question from the wrong person. The next thing you know, I end up, amen, with all your passports, you'll still be in jail. So you got to watch who you're talking to. So these wise men, again, excuse expression, I'm going to say this again, they were wise men, but they wasn't frugal. And so they came in here, and I just want to know something. Where is he that's born king of the Jews? And I don't know where he went. I don't know if he walked up to Herod's palace. And you know, he might have thought, well, there's a king already there. But he's a grown man. I know it ain't him. Maybe I might go ask him about the king that we're talking about. Bible says not only Herod, but all of Jerusalem got trouble. Are y'all with me here? Stay with me for a moment. They got trouble. You know, because the ones who knew should have rejoiced. They should have rejoiced because they knew what was going down. When God said, and I think that's why the Lord does it sometimes. You know what, again, sometimes the people who should know, God has a way of causing others who are outside the peripheral of what you say about yourself. He'll have people to come with the ignorance of what's going on. He'll have them come and ask you a question. And what it does, it'll startle you because you're the one should be asking them a question. Y'all don't hear me? In other words, you should be telling them about God and about this Jesus. And they come up to you, ask you, what about Jesus? Ain't this about Jesus? I heard you mention him. Ain't this about Jesus? Christmas. Ain't Christmas about Jesus? I hear nobody say, I hear you talk about Jesus since it started, since the beginning of December. When you come to work, you don't mention nothing about Jesus. Ain't it about Jesus? Don't you go to church? I know you got to be politically correct, but when you go to lunch, you can still say something.